Russia is now a Christian country, and the United States is a demonic devil country. Now, I want you to repeat that again. The United States is a devil demonic country, and Russia has become a Christian nation. Isn't that an amazing thing? Just astonishing. Now, next week, I'm going to be talking about the most vulgar nation on planet Earth. I will show you how America has become the most vulgar and depraved nation on this planet. Rich, no doubt, the Laodicean nation. Today, we're just a bunch of dummies. You show a picture of president of the a kid on the beach, a picture of the vice president of the United States, Joe Biden, and say, who is this man? He wouldn't know. He doesn't know who that is. You show a picture of Bill Clinton and say, who is this man? It's, I don't know. A guy like him used to look like the president, the principal of my high school. I don't know. But I'm not sure technology has spawned a new brain. I'm not sure our brains are wired differently. I think many of us have just gone crazy. We're insane. We've been driven nuts by the technology that exists. No wonder people are going for meditation. They do want to slow things down. They're going crazy. And they're, of course, they're taking all kinds of pills. I remember listening to a radio program some years ago, and the host said, well, he said, we're having a guest today. You know, Mrs. So-and-so, Mrs. Johnson or whatever, has brought her, I think it was her 9-year-olds to get from class today to learn what we do in radio. There they are outside in the studio. You know, they have a glass panel there, and there they were in the studio, about 30-some-odd kids. Hi, kids, he said, the host. Then suddenly the host said, you know, I'd like to do an experiment here. He said, there's about 30, 35 kids here. How many of you children take a pill every day? They all raised their hands. Really, he said. He said, well, how many of you take a pill because you're too nervous? Or you're too anxious? Or you hit somebody, or almost all but one or two raise their hands. And what is the pill, Sanders? Sanders over here in the broadcasting area. Ritalin, thank you. Ritalin. Hey, are you taking Ritalin? Okay. He asked him, how many of you children are now prescribed or receiving Ritalin every day? And you know, about 25 out of the 30 or 35 raised their hands. They knew what Ritalin was. And they knew they were taking it every day. Ritalin. He said, that's amazing. The whole world is taking Ritalin. Well, that actually is something, an excitant that sort of, you know, makes you sort of, you know, shaky and excited and all that stuff. But when you give it to kids who are already excitable or shaky, it supposedly calms them down a little bit. Now, I doubt that, but anyway, that's the theory behind it. Brings them down from their high, and you know, if a kid is a normal kid in class today, well, he's incorrigible. He's, you know, if he pulls the little girl's hair, sits by the little girl and pulls her hair, and the teacher sees him, he's a monster. Because he's not behaving. But when he gets in high school, if he slugs the teacher or takes out a knife and stabs him, that's okay. He probably needs a little bit of counseling, that's all. And if he's black, he'll probably be given an award for it. I'm not quite sure what they do nowadays for that. But sometimes that does happen, it seems like. They're all in a trance state. The kids have all been put into a drug-like, pharmaceutical-induced state in which they really are hypnotic-based. They really can't figure out what's going on. They're not themselves. And when you receive these drugs as a little kid, your brain never has a chance to develop. If you receive drugs like that at age 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then 20 years from now, you're going to be at the same development level as you were as a kid. Your brain is never given a chance then to progress, to develop. The transformation of humanity.